On this day, 10th May, 1971, Loyalist mother dies in explosion. Three men who spent all day assisting police with their investigation into a weekend Belfast explosion and fire in which an elderly woman died, left Mount Pottinger police station last night. They had been there since soon after the blast on Albert Bridge Road demolished a ground floor shop and sent flames roaring through the flat above. The woman who died was Mrs. Isabella McKeague, mother of Mr. John McKeague, the militant Protestant leader and chairman of Shankill Defence Committee. He shared the flat with his mother, who was in her 70s, but was away on a camping trip at the time of the explosion. The theory is not being discounted in the investigation, in that the two-stick gelignite bomb, believed to have been placed or thrown against the front door of the shop, was put there in the belief that Mrs. McKeague was also absent from home. There was speculation it was a grudge attack on Mr. McKeague's home by other Protestants. An RUC spokesman said, "We believe that there is no sectarian significance in the incident." Mrs. McKeague suffered from arthritis. When she appeared at the front window of the blazing flat, neighbours urged her to jump to safety as they waited to catch her on the pavement, but because of her infirmity, she refused. Connolly's son on Workers' Republic. The political situation in the 26 counties was undergoing a transformation more complete than ever before. So said Mr. Roddy Connolly, chairman of the Irish Labour Party, speaking as a fraternal delegate at the annual conference of the Northern Ireland Labour Party in Belfast. Mr. Connolly, son of the executed 1916 leader, said Fianna Fáil for the first time in its history was torn by dissension and the present situation was pregnant with political possibilities. In his view, the Labour Party will continue to be the strongest democratic force south or north of the border. The view of the party was that socialism in Ireland was indivisible. The working class, north and south, had a common interest in the complete transformation of society politically as well as economically. In the ultimate analysis, no border could divide a workers' state in the north from a similarly constituted state in the south. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, John McKeague, 1930-82, emerged as a leading loyalist firebrand in 1969 when he admitted invading the falls at the head of a mob. As editor of the viciously sectarian Loyalist News, he was prosecuted but acquitted under Stormont's Incitement to Hatred Act. He was assassinated by the INLA in 1982. Roddy Connolly had been in the GPO with his father in 1916.